Parkicfrastic without park. First day of fall finds me in mourning. Something about 50 Fahrenheit I'm not ready for, might never be ready for the rest of my life. Something I've had to learn. The park is still here when I'm not in it. The park is still here when the sycamores catch fire, so red and bright they begin their slow disintegration into the kind of white that thaws in any ashtray of any room of your pre-war apartment. First time I heard about pre-war apartments, I thought the war was still ahead of us. I'm convinced the end is coming, if only the end to summer's heat haze, in which you shimmered so unmirage-like that I believed us to be slow dancing underwater. I've been working on my object permanence, holding the park in my mind, imagining it returning to me every spring despite its new blush. And I want to be honest with you, I wrote this poem without being inside the park at all, without observing anything but the green silhouettes in my mind space. I followed a flurry of foliage into the dark, willing myself to believe it would emerge from the tunnel as a human being. I know you love me, but what if you change your mind?